Buckle up, everybody, because we are diving deep into the future of transportation, specifically Tesla.
Yeah, Tesla.
You've sent us a ton of articles about Tesla and this Weir Robot event they have coming up.
Right.
And it seems like Elon Musk might actually be about to, like, reveal some crazy stuff, but really blow the doors off this whole robot revolution thing.
Oh, yeah. It's big. What's got everybody talking is... just how ambitious it is. It's not like they're making small changes here.
Right.
This event's shaping up to be the moment that Tesla says, this is it, the future is here, and it's autonomous.
Yeah, and the source for our predictions today, we're looking at this WebPro News article from October 5th, 2024, called Next Week's Autonomous Future, Tesla and the Rise of AI and Robotics.
Yeah.
And it features Dan Ives.
Oh, right.
If you don't know, he's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, he's a managing director at Wedbush Securities, and everybody knows he's bullish on Tesla.
Yeah, when Dan Ives talks Tesla, people listen.
Wall Street listens.
So what's Ives saying about all this?
Well, he's saying, forget about a $25,000 Tesla.
Really?
Forget it. It's all a smokescreen. He thinks this event is all about, you know, just one thing.
Okay.
Autonomy. Yeah. And I'm not talking about a cool little feature. I'm talking about, like... a total game changer for transportation.
So you're saying forget affordable electric vehicles. It's all about robotaxis.
That's right. And Ives isn't talking about some far-off future either.
Oh, wow.
He's predicting Tesla's going to roll out this robotaxi fleet within a year.
Wow. I mean, can you imagine just ordering a ride on your phone?
Yeah.
And a driverless Tesla shows up?
Right.
That's the future.
That's the future.
That's a future I can get behind.
It's...
But $1 trillion valuation. I mean, that's putting a lot of faith in self-driving tech. Why does Ives think Tesla can make this happen when nobody else seems to be able to?
It's because Tesla, well, they're playing a different game. They're not just building cars, they're building an AI empire.
Okay.
Every Tesla on the road, and there are millions of them, they're like these data gathering machines constantly sending information back to Tesla's AI.
So it's like a million student drivers all reporting back to the same driving instructor. Except the instructor is a supercomputer learning at like warp speed.
Yeah, precisely. That's the data advantage. Combine that with their AI skills, and that's why Ives calls their full self-driving, their FSD, Tesla's most undervalued asset. It's not just a fancy cruise control. It's the key to a future where you just, you know, order transportation whenever you want. It drives itself, and it can be way more profitable than earning a car.
So Tesla becomes the Uber AND, the Amazon, is this new autonomous age. Wow.
Exactly.
But it gets even wilder. Because Ives is hinting that Tesla might license this technology out to other car companies. Yeah. Imagine that.
It's huge.
Instead of just having their own robo-taxis, they could be the brains behind every self-driving car out there.
It's like what Apple did. Remember, the iPhone wasn't just a better phone. Yeah. It was a whole new way of interacting with technology. I think Ives sees Tesla doing the same thing for transportation.
Yeah, okay.
They're not just building cars. They're defining what autonomous vehicles will be.
So Tesla transforms from this car company to a tech giant. And they're disrupting not just the car industry, but the whole way we think about transportation. That's a pretty amazing vision of the future. But can they really do it?
That's the big question, right? And the article talks about how Tesla is already using AI. And not just for the self-driving stuff, but to make their own internal processes way better, too.
Oh, really?
Imagine if, like, you know, an engineer needs to learn a new programming language. What if they could do that way faster with AI?
Wow, that would be huge. Like giving your whole engineering team a boost.
Right, and think about it. AI tools could help them write better code, find errors, and even make the code more efficient.
So Tesla's not just ahead with their cars, but they're using AI to be smarter and faster in everything they do.
Exactly. They're optimizing everything.
It's like they're playing a completely different game.
It really is. But we need to stay grounded here because even with all this, some people are going to be skeptical.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, there's been so much hype around self-driving cars for so long.
Right, and it never seems to live up to the hype.
Exactly. But Ives' analysis, it's different this time. He believes Tesla is going to show real concrete progress.
Okay, so what's going to convince Wall Street that this time it's different?
Well, imagine a live demo of their robotaxis, and not just a little test track,
yeah,
but in a real city, dealing with real traffic, maybe even with passengers.
Wow. That would be incredible.
Now, that would make a statement.
Yeah, show, don't tell. I like it.
Right. But beyond that, investors need details. What's the timeline? How are they handling safety? What about regulations? These are the things that will really tell us if Tesla's vision is realistic.
Yeah, don't just tell us about the destination, show us the map.
Exactly.
Well, let's say Tesla does all that.
Right.
The robotaxis work, the tech is amazing, they have all the answers.
Right.
There's still one big hurdle left.
Yeah.
Making investors see Tesla differently.
That's Ives's main point, I think. Is Wall Street just going to see them as a car company? Or will they see what Ives sees? A tech giant about to change everything.
It's about their value, right? A tech giant's worth way more than a car company. How do you change how investors see them?
You change the story. That's what makes this We're Robot event so important. If Tesla can make everyone see them as the leader of the autonomous revolution, not just electric cars, that changes everything.
So it's not just about the tech itself,
No.
it's how Tesla presents it.
The story they tell.
And Ives seems to think they're doing the right things. The article mentioned how they've been more stable, communicating better with investors, hitting their targets.
Exactly. For years, Tesla was all about big ideas and crazy risks,
Right.
which is great, but to reach $1 trillion, they need to show they can execute.
It's like they're saying, we're not just dreamers anymore, we're doers.
We have a plan and we're making it happen.
Exactly.
And they're proving it, not just saying it.
So, are we really about to live in a world where hailing a self-driving Tesla is as normal as ordering takeout?
It's a bold vision. But Tesla is known for defying expectations. Even if the robotaxis are a few years away, there's no denying that what they're doing with AI is already changing things.
And that brings us back to you, our listeners. The future of transportation is being decided right now.
Absolutely.
Whether you're into tech or an investor or just someone who hates traffic, this is important.
It
This is
is.
something you need to be paying attention to. So we're saying that Tesla is using AI to not just power the cars, but to make the cars better, faster.
Yeah. The article, it actually gives an example. They're using AI to help their engineers learn faster.
Okay.
Like, imagine if you could learn a new programming language in like a fraction of the time. That's what they're doing.
Wow, that'd be a game changer. Like what used to take months now takes weeks.
And it's not just about speed either. Imagine like AI tools that check your code, find problems, even suggest improvements. Like having a whole team of like coding experts working for you 24/7.
But they're not just building better cars, they're building a better way to build cars.
Exactly. And that's like a key takeaway here. While other companies are like just trying to figure out electric cars, Tesla's using AI to get better at everything.
It's like they're playing a completely different game.
Totally. But let's be real for a second. Even with all this potential, some people are still going to doubt them.
Well, for sure.
The self-driving thing, it's had a lot of hype, but not a lot of success.
Yeah, I get it. People hear self-driving and they think, oh, here we go again.
Exactly. But Ives, he's different. He thinks Tesla is going to prove it this time.
Okay, so what's it going to take to convince people?
Well, imagine this. A live demo of their robotaxis, but not just a little test, like a controlled environment.
Right.
I'm talking real city streets, traffic, the whole nine yards, maybe even with people in the cars.
Wow. Now that would be something.
Talk about a power move.
Yeah, actions speak louder than words.
100%. But it can't just be a show. Investors, they need details. When's the rollout? What about safety? Regulations? Those are the real questions.
Don't just tell me about the destination. Show me the map to get there.
Exactly.
Okay, so say they do all that. The robotaxis work, the tech is amazing, they have all the answers. There's still one big problem.
What's that?
Investors still see Tesla as a car company.
That's the heart of it, right? Will Wall Street see what Ives sees? A tech company that's about to change the world?
Because a tech company is worth a lot more than a car company. How do you make people see that?
You got to change the narrative. That's why this event, this WeRobot thing, it's so important.
Okay, I see
If
it.
Tesla can make everyone see them as the leader in autonomous everything, not just cars, the whole game
So it's
changes.
not about the tech, it's about the story. The
Exactly.
story of Tesla.
And Ives seems to think they're finally getting it. The article talks about how they've been more stable, better at talking to investors, actually hitting their goals.
Right, for years it was all big ideas, moving fast, breaking things.
Exactly. But to get to like $1 trillion, they need to show they can actually deliver.
We're not just dreamers, we're doers.
And they're proving it.
So, are we about to live in a world where a self-driving Tesla is just like a normal thing?
It's a crazy thought, right? But Tesla, they've always been ambitious. Even if it takes a few more years, there's no question they're already changing the game with AI.
And that's what we all need to remember.
It's huge.
It's not just robotaxis, though, is it? It seems like this could change so much.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
Logistics, public transportation, even like city planning.
Yeah. It's true.
Imagine if cities didn't have to worry about parking or traffic.
Right.
It could completely change how we design cities.
It's like starting over with a blank slate. And what's really interesting is that Tesla, with all its AI and data, they're in a position to make those decisions, not just follow along.
Exactly. It's not just a product. It's a whole platform.
Yeah.
And for it to really work, people have to see Tesla differently, not just a car company.
So do you think this We're Robot event will be that turning point, like the iPhone, but for self-driving cars?
That's the million-dollar question. We'll have to wait and see. But one thing's for sure, the future is electric, and it's looking pretty autonomous. The question is, will Tesla be leading the charge, or just one of many?
That is the question. On that note, I think we've covered a lot in this deep dive.
We did.
We talked about Tesla's big plans for self-driving, their advantage with data, and how this might change how we think about transportation forever. But we didn't just read an article.
No, not at all.
We really dug into why Ives thinks Tesla could be worth $1 trillion. Why their AI is about more than just cars, and why this event might be a turning point for the entire industry.
It's a story that's still being written.
It really is. So, to all of you listening, buckle up.
It's going to be big.
Because the future is coming fast.